Team Noah, and you're listening to Chicago Bullseye.
Give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action.
Have you seen the new Star Wars? Let's get spoilers on here.
I have.
Alright, sorry. Alright, so spoiler alert. Spoiler alert for everyone from this point forward, because I'm going to talk about the movie. I'm going to talk about some of the big plot points. I want to get your opinion of the movie and overall, where is it? I don't think we've ever had this conversation, surprisingly, in the 10 plus years. Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Sure. I saw the movie twice. So I'm big enough that I saw it twice. I saw it the day it came out.
Where do you rank it?
Oh boy! I mean, to me, we're gonna take out the prequels here, right? They don't count.
Well, they count.
So of the new one, I mean, I don't think it's as good as if you're gonna take the original movies, the original three, and The Force Awakens and Rogue One. I think that this is the worst of the non-prequels, in my opinion.
Okay.
Which isn't bad, because I do. I mean, the original three are classics. I really liked Rogue One because it was different. But my biggest complaint with The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi is that they just feel too familiar. And it's just, to me, I mean, is this spoiler alert time?
Yeah. We've already warned the audience, hey, we're going to give spoilers here. So I saw it last Sunday, and here we are on Saturday, and the further I get away from it, the angrier I get about it. Because I initially thought it was okay. I thought it was good. You know, there's some, don't get me wrong.
Me too.
There's some excellent scenes, right? The scene in the throne room where, Snoke gets it. Fantastic. You know, I thought that was great. The whole...
So familiar, though, man. To me, that sequence pissed me off almost more than anything. Because it was, to me, an exact ripoff of Return of the Jedi. From the moment that Rey gets in the elevator to go up with Kylo Ren, that's the exact same scene as in Return of the Jedi, when Luke is in the elevator with Vader, and he's like, I see the good in you. I know you will cut, you know, I know that you're not bad. You're going to come to me, you know, the good side.
Yeah.
The exact same thing. And then they get out, everything between Snook, Ren, and Kylo, and Rey is the exact same as that ending scene in Jedi, except for the fact that Vader gets good, and Ren gets good, and then decides to still be bad. It's like...
Well, he never got good. What he did is he took Vader's, if you recall, at the end of Empire Strikes Back, Vader, that was Vader's plan. You and I will rule the galaxy as father and son. You know, join me, mm-hmm. we can defeat the Emperor. It was the same incentive, but with a negative turn. So that was originally Vader's plan. You know, he's foreseen it, you can defeat the Emperor, we'll do it together. That was the same incentive that Kylo had. You know, together, let's forget everything. Let's forget the Jedi, forget the Sith, forget the Rebellion, and we'll rule together, you and I. And it's very similar to what Vader had at the end of Empire Strikes Back. She said no, and it went, you know, I guess he's the new Supreme Leader, right? He's the new bad guy. What I was most disappointed as is, this is partly my fault, is I read a ton of spoilers that, you know, they're going to come to the island, and then we're going to get to see Luke as the badass. It has everything to do with Luke. If you look at the canon, when did Luke, think about, where did Luke really display how great he was with the Force? Where did he actually show his utter badassness? Where was it shown? Which one? What scene?
In this movie?
What scene? Where did...
Oh, wait, I talk about in this movie, I did not feel like you really got the idea.
No, not at all. That's my point. You saw it one time, which was in Return of the Jedi in the beginning.
Yes.
Which was a great scene. And if you think about it, you saw it briefly when he took on Vader, right? Are you working in a department store? What the heck is going on in the background there?
Continue, Fred.
So, I never really saw that again. You never really saw it again. You saw it briefly when he took out Vader, chopped off his arm. And I wanted to see Luke, at the height of his powers, taking off the Knights of Ren and kicking some ass. And you didn't see it. All you saw is a very warped, beaten man who was able to summon up enough power at the end to, you know, make some good happen. But it, come on, man. You know what I mean? You took that from me. You took that from us as fans. And now it'll never happen.
I agree. This was the big... So, yeah, I agree. First of all, I feel like one of my biggest issues with these two movies in general is the fact that I think that the best parts of the originals, what part of what made them so great was the characters. And there were so many memorable, great characters from the originals. And I feel in these movies, the best characters have typically been the ones that have already been in Star Wars, Chewbacca, Han Solo.
Kylo Ren's
I feel like they didn't do much with those characters in either of the two movies. Mm-hmm. Like Han, Luke in this movie I thought was very disappointing. He was annoying. More than anything, he was just kind of like an annoying, whiny character. And you're right. I mean, I was expecting it to be a continuation from the type of character he was in Jedi, and this was like somebody that was just completely different. But then you get to the new characters, and I feel like the only characters that are new that I've loved so far is BB-8 and Kylo Ren. Besides those two, I don't care about Poe. He's a ripoff of Han Solo, but he doesn't have that, like, the wit and the snarkiness. He's not like that. He's just like... He's more like Maverick from Top Gun. And as far as, like, Rey goes, I'm like, I could care less. And John Boyega's character, I think, is... Finn is
terrible.
Boring. Like, it's like, I don't...
That whole
don't,
sideshow
Finn,
with him and Rose, to me, was like...
Boring.
What is the purpose of this? This is awful. I didn't laugh once. I didn't think there was a lot of chemistry between them both. I mean, like, think about that whole sideshow. They pick up in Del Toro. Like, it's so stupid. It was beyond belief. To me, that was the worst part of the movie. And I understand, you know, Finn had a major role. I thought he was okay in the first one. In this one, you know, the Phasma scene was okay. But, like, to me, that whole side story, I'm still in awe. What was the purpose of that? And I guess there was a little bit, it did set up a potential love triangle a little bit, where you saw Rey look at him. Did you see at the end there? Did you catch that? The little look of...
Maybe, yeah, sure.
Where he was
great.
Pretty, you know what I mean? I saw
but
that.
But, like, do I even care? Like, I'm like,
no.
But you're right. But again, you're right. That sub-story was boring. But yet now, in two movies, you've had... And now, if you combine it with the original movies, four of the movies between this part of the series have had some gigantic part of infiltrating a Death Star-type situation... To, you know, with that, the last movie, Force Awakens, to do like something exactly the same that they did in the original movie, find, you know, the plans, you know, a map to get to somebody. And then in this one, it's like you're just doing the same thing, except this time it's to try to turn off a tracking system. Like, everything is about sneaking around a ship and trying to get to some part of the ship. You've had four stories now about that, and it's too reminiscent to me of not only the originals, but of the Force Awakens. Like, yeah, completely boring. I didn't like the Benicio del Toro character at all. He was just like, you know, quirky character. The humor in this movie too, I thought was very kiddish and stupid. Like the whole opening scene with Poe, I was just like, this isn't Star Wars type humor. This isn't how people in Star Wars talk. It's just like it was goofy.
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought that opening scene was pretty good. But what I found disturbing is like all you had to do. This was a layup. All you had to do is you had to have Snoke versus Vader at the versus Sky Luke at the end, and Luke sacrifices himself. They both die, and then you set up this conflict. Even if Kylo does turn, let's say you set it up in the same way, and then Kylo kills Snoke, and then eventually maybe let's say kills Luke, right? But Luke has a major part, shows his badassness, kicks some rear end. You know, and then have the utter shock of being turned on again by Kylo. It could have been so well done. It could have been so good. Mm-hmm. Instead, you made him look like a complete jackass for the vast majority of the movie. And then even at the end, you know, it's like, what? You're projecting yourself, and then I don't know.
That kills you?
What?
Like, you get so tired because you projected yourself?
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
You're so worn out from projecting yourself for 5 minutes that you died? Like, I get it.
Yes.
He sacrificed himself so everybody could get away, but that was so unfulfilling. And for a character of that magnitude,
yes.
That's how he's going to go?
Yes.
Luke Skywalker?
Agreed.
That's how
Agreed.
He's going to go?
Agreed.
This should be some, like, mega huge thing, like, oh my God, like something that we may not even see coming. But, like, when he died, the first time I saw it, I was like, did he just die? Like, wait, is he dead? Like, I didn't even know if he was really dead. I was just like, That was so weak. I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi had to get struck down by Vader. And even that semi-weak scene, you know, he gave up, whatever. But like in this, he pulls like an Obi-Wan. Like every single thing in each of these movies is so reminiscent of something that's already occurred that it makes it completely unexciting. And yeah, what did they think was going to be exciting about him projecting himself down there? I mean, the whole fight lasted like 5 seconds. It was a very short fight. And it's like, yeah, there was nothing epic about it. The only good lightsaber battle was the battle with Snoke.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating because this was a layup, man. I mean, I thought the first movie, Force Awakens was better. And I didn't even think Force Awakens was that great. To me, there's a clear space between, you know, I rank them Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope, Return of Jedi. I take that back. I take Empire Strikes Back, Return of Jedi, just through the Luke and Vader scenes, gives it enough weight that it puts it at number two, and that initial scene with the barge and Jabba. Then New Hope, a close third, and then there's like a huge gap. Then I put Force Awakens, then I put Revenge of the Sith, and I even had this like, I might even have Revenge of the Sith. That's how, in retrospect, looking back at it, above this movie. You know, I thought it was very like well shot and well done and very beautiful. You know, like a very well cinematic work of art. But just the whole plot, it just so it angers me that that's what they decided to do with Luke Skywalker. You know, the same with Han Solo in the last movie.
Yeah, that's an opportunity.
I think we're both in concur and we're both in agreement on it. All right,
I'm gonna say, Fred, that I agree with your ranking probably 100% here because like, at least Revenge of the Sith was different. These movies didn't keep going. You knew what was going to happen at the end, obviously. But, you know, throughout, kind of, it was interesting to watch him have that final downfall. All the prequels sucked. But at least in that movie, like, everything you wanted to see happen, him turn from, you know, him go from nice to evil and all that stuff, it all occurred in that movie. It was exciting. I've seen it a few times, and I enjoy it. I'm probably going to say that I agree with your rankings. Though, if I'm going to include Rogue One in this, I'm probably going to put Rogue One after the original three.
I forgot to put Rogue One in there. I'd put Rogue One...
because it's different. At least it's different. It's just something different.
Yeah, Rogue One's got a lot of love. I think it's a tad bit overrated. I thought it was well filmed. By far, the best scene in Rogue One is Darth Vader at the end. And it's like, that is one of the coolest things you'll ever see. It probably might be the best scene in any Star Wars movie. It was phenomenal. But there wasn't enough of that to me to put it ahead of... I thought I'd still probably put Force Awakens a little bit higher. Because I like Kylo Ren as a character. I think that character is great. And I think Adam Driver's done a great job with it.
I
thought he was good in this movie. I thought he was very good in this movie. But,
I think I agree.
You know.
I don't think that my statement about Rogue One is a statement about how strong I thought Rogue One was. I agree with you. I did not love Rogue One. I still thought it was kind of long and drawn out. I feel like that it is more of a statement towards the sequels in general. There has been nothing in the Star Wars universe since Return of the Jedi that has come close to matching the quality of those first three movies. And it's like, I want there to be.
Agreed.
And look, this isn't just me loving these original movies, because like, I'm a huge Star Trek fan. And when the new Star Trek movies came out, I was on board. I mean, those movies are great movies, and they stand up against the original movies. None of these Star Wars movies have done anything close to that for me.
The end of Rogue One was the closest. Every scene with one of the classic characters with Vader was, I thought the end of that scene, it ranks up there. And I thought, in its defense, I thought the scene with Snoke ranks up there. I think it's as good as it gets for the Star Wars canon. But everything else was such a utter, like, what? You know, and you know, large swaths of Rose and trying to build this new character that I wasn't interested in. I'm sorry, you know. Shame on me, but...
They really hit the ball on... they really missed it on Rose, because Rose, it seems like she's, like, a part of this universe now, and she's, like, one of the major characters, and it was just, like, what a dull character. She was just, like, goofy, and just, like, she wasn't... There was nothing interesting about her at all.
No.
I don't understand this... Like, you haven't even had, you know, a character like a Lando or somebody like that, where it's, like, they're, like, a bit character, but they're memorable. that's the thing with Star Wars. You had characters in these original movies that had screen time for 10 seconds, and people, like Boba Fett. It's like, I didn't even remember Boba Fett being in those movies. And look at how popular Boba Fett is. And, like, all these characters, they had something to them that made them memorable, even in brief snippets. And that's the biggest thing with these movies, I feel. Like, yeah, now you're introducing characters that I completely don't care about.
Yeah, well, especially now with the knowledge that Carrie Fisher's gone.
I mean, what are they going to write her out? Because she's still alive in the movie. How are they going to take care of Carrie Fisher? That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Gosh, so it's just such a disappointment. It does make me think at some level maybe they wouldn't have killed off Luke if they would have known that Carrie Fisher was gone, right? Oh, boy. Well, it sounds like we're eye-to-eye in this, my man. I have to hit the ground running here, but good movie review, Siskel and Ebert. Right here, and I think so. Overall, I'd give it, you know, out of four, I'd give it 2.5 stars because there were some enough cool stuff in it to me that it's still worth seeing. But overall, it, like I said, as I get further away from it, I get more and more angry, and that number goes down.
I think I'm going to agree with you 100%. I think I was giving it 3 when I came out, but the more that when I came out of the theater, the more that I've heard, the more that I've thought about it since, the more angry I get, and. I would agree, probably 2.5 stars to 3 tops. And I would say, look, I saw a movie last night called The Shape of Water. That movie was 5,000 times better than Star Wars. I get it. If you want to see Star Wars, I get it. But there's even better movies out there right now.
It's Shape of Water. Who's in that?
Check it out, man. It's crazy. It's just a really good movie.
All right. Who's in it? Anybody I would recognize?
Michael Shannon. But Guillermo del Toro is the director. And it's I can't even really describe it, man. I can't describe it and give it any sort of justice. It will just sound weird. Check out the trailer for it. And I think the trailer, you'll see it and you'll think that it's weird. But it actually was really good. It was like, I thought it was just, it was a good movie.
All right,
different. Mark. That's what I want, different. I don't want to keep seeing the same crap all the time, like Hollywood loves to do right now. Let's just rehash the same thing.
Unless it's Rocky.
The thing is, they can't even reboot good movies. It's like, I want to see a reboot of Teen Wolf.
Amen. I'm down for that. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's a great idea. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, let's do that. All right, my man. Take it easy, Mark.
You too, Fred. Until next time, it ain't bold.
It ain't basketball. Have a good one, bud.